Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
We are being inundated with pleas for help from unlawful COVID shot mandates. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead to talk about this on Faith and Freedom. Well, we are receiving, Holly, thousands of pleas over the last several weeks with regards to employees and students and now people in the military who are faced with these mandatory COVID shot mandates that are very short in notice. So, in other words, they get these, particularly the students. They're looking forward to coming back to school. They're wondering whether school is going to be in person, whether it's going to be virtual, whether it'll be open, so forth. And then they're a couple of weeks away from school, and they're being told, you need to get the shot or you're not going to be able to finish. These pleas are heart-wrenching because they're coming from all kinds of sources of people.
I know. Our phones are ringing off the hook. Our website, you know, all these requests are coming in, and our staff is just working as fast as they can to help all of these people that are basically desperate in a lot of ways.
One of our staff, and this is just an example, her name is Suzanne. She works right outside of my office, and I hear her and others on the phone all day long talking to people. And this is what she texted me. She says, I just got off the phone with a man who was weeping because he's afraid that he will lose his medical insurance or his job, which would cause him to lose medical insurance, and his wife has MS. I hung up and cried. That has happened many times. One of our attorneys working on a lawsuit over the weekend on Sunday morning was getting calls from these healthcare workers where the time frame had moved up for them to decide. They really had a week from Governor Mills' mandate until they were going to be terminated, these healthcare workers that ran to the front line. And just the emotions overwhelmed him, and, you know, he began to cry.
And he is not one to basically, you know, he's one, always very steady and calm.
I know.
But dealing with these people, these real people that are just devastated, that they're going to lose their job the next day, you can't help but get moved by that.
I know. It's a terrible situation because it is incredible. One of the RNs that has contacted us witnessed six people die from the COVID shots, and she's seen others experience, quote, urinating clots of blood, paresthesia, which is burning or prickling sensation, and other kinds of stomach kinds of stops processing your food. Your stomach just stops processing. It's gastroparesis, altered mental status, respiratory arrest, cardiac arrest, new onset seizures, and new onset diabetes. She says, I have patients who can't walk anymore. And so this is the same person who's being told you got to get the shot. And these are healthcare workers across the board. Mm-hmm. It's a misnomer that all these healthcare workers want to get the shot. In fact, there's a huge number of them that don't want to get the shot. And that's, you know, you have an RN like this who's run to the front lines during the past 18 months without the shots, putting her life in the middle of potential danger, taking that home with her, not knowing what is going to happen at her home with her family and her friends, working day in and day out, sometimes long hours, sometimes double shifts, then now starts to see people that are coming in, people who can't walk, and they have respiratory arrest, cardiac arrest, onset of seizures, onset of diabetes, their stomach can't process food, they have altered mental state, they have urinating blood clots, not just, you know, microscopic hematuria in your urine, we're talking about urinating blood clots. Because microscopic hematuria you may not be able to see, but blood clots you certainly will see. And they also have paresthesia. And now get the shot or be terminated.
And these people, again, these people worked all through COVID, were fine, but now they're seeing these other people come in after the shot. So it doesn't take a whole lot of reasoning to realize, what do I really want to do with my body?
Here's several of these. I mean, this is just a sample of the thousands of requests that we're getting. And I'll just read them. This is from somebody pleading for help. They are requiring 100% vaccine compliance as a term of continued employment with the organization and have given employees a deadline of September 19, 2021 to be completely vaccinated. They have been creating a very hostile work environment. Please, all caps, help us. I'm a nurse practitioner, another one says, and I was told that they had a right to terminate me, but if I signed an amended contract scrubbing my association with the health system and agree to abide by CDC guidelines while in the office, I could stay employed. Now I'm suspended without pay until the investigation is complete. HR will not provide information on what the investigation is regarding.
Or how about our military? You know, those who defended our freedom and continue to defend our freedom are now forced to give up their rights. One particular, an active duty soldier who signed up to serve on 9/11 will be eligible for retirement with full benefits this fall unless he refuses to take the COVID shot. He says, for 20 years, we missed birthdays, anniversaries, and Christmases. We watched friends die in war. Many of us bled ourselves. After returning, we watched the mental toll take more of our friends through suicide. We spent 20 years loving our country, putting the lives of our fellow citizens above our own. But now Biden and his vax pushers are forcing these heroes to risk their own lives in a different way by injecting this experimental drug.
Yeah, I'm a firefighter with 26 years of service. We need your help immediately. My coworkers are caving into the pressure to take the COVID-19 vaccine or be fired. They need a sign of hope because the governor and EMS are mandating some of my coworkers who work at neighboring fire departments will be losing their two incomes. It goes on and on. I'm a deputy, and I'm pleading with you on behalf of 10,000 plus employees of the Sheriff's Department that you would help facilitate in this matter. The vast majority of us are not in favor of this forced vaccination and are in, all caps, fear of losing our jobs.
My wife will be fired on Monday. She's part of more than 50 medical workers in a nursing home who declined the jab. They are being forced to sign that they will voluntarily, in quotes, quit so they can't get unemployment benefits.
I'm a nurse that belongs to a union that has totally blindsided us. We had no idea this would or could happen. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. I'm pleading with you. These are the kinds of responses that we're getting. And I'm pleading with you to pray for Liberty Counsel and our team because we are stretched to the max. We have more legal requests that come in every day than at any time in our history.
What about this medical student, Matt? I'm in my second year of medical school, trying to pursue my dream of one day becoming a physician. However, if I do not comply with a new vaccine passport policy proposed by my school, I will be barred from continuing my medical education, of which I already am $200,000 in student loan debt.
We have nurses that are in nursing school. They're pursuing their Bachelor of Science in Nursing. They're one semester. They'll be graduating in December, one semester away. And we've been able to get some of those exempted, but others are still being forced to get the shot. They don't want to get the shot for religious reasons.
They've invested thousands of dollars in their career, in their education.
Yeah, you know, here's a person. I have worked for this company for 16 years. I have to choose between losing my income, health insurance, life insurance, etc., and quit possibly my life if the vaccination hinders my natural immunity. They're being forced to choose between their life, their health, their jobs. You know, we have the one that I just began with. The man is being threatened that he'll be terminated. And his wife has MS, so he will lose his insurance. We have a husband and wife, and the wife is pregnant. They will work at the same company. They're being told, get the shot or else. Now, she has done some research about the miscarriages. There's lots and lots of miscarriages that have resulted from people taking these shots that are pregnant. She's being forced literally to choose between the life of her baby and her job. And they would lose both incomes at the same time with no health insurance, with a few months away from having her baby. I mean, this is inhumane. So you put a face on this, people. This is not about a shot. This is about absolute total control. And no matter where you are in this issue, no matter whether you are for or against these shots, you ought to be outraged. You ought to be in tears. You ought to be mad and angry that this is happening to other people. They should have a free choice. You may have taken a choice to get a shot. That's your decision. But nobody should be forced. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website. We're working with as many people as we can. LC.org, LC.org. You can click on the Legal Help tab for more information.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.